Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalms. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalms. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on to opening our Bibles to Psalms chapter 4. Today we'll read the full chapter. We'll be using the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the translation of your choice. Let's begin in verse 1. Answer me when I call to you, O God who declares me innocent. Free me from my troubles. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people ruin my reputation? How long will you make groundless accusations? How long will you continue your lies? Interlude. You can be sure of this. The Lord set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will answer when I call to him. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. Interlude. Offer sacrifices in the right spirit and trust the Lord. Many people say, "Who will show us better times? Let your face smile on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." Once again, that was the fourth chapter of the Book of Psalms, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. Many people ask, quote, "When will there be better times?" end quote, which was referenced within the scriptures we just read together in verse 6. No matter how life is, people always want it to be better. We are often ungrateful for what we have been given. In this psalm, David was going through some pretty tough times. His reputation had been tarnished, and he was being falsely accused. Yet his confidence came from knowing that God had judged him justly and set him apart. Two pieces of advice are given: don't let anger control you, so that you sin and offer sacrifices to God with a pure heart. Faith can be stronger than anger, and you can trust God to bring justice. Fighting with uncontrolled anger only makes things worse. When you follow Jesus and, quote, fight, end quote, with prayer and with love, it changes things for the better. This psalm ends by mentioning abundant joy, peaceful sleep, and safety from the Lord. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you grow in gratitude? How do you tend to act when you are attacked? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.